The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dream. I'm a traveler of all time and space. To be where I have been.
Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We're at mile marker, St. Croix River mile marker 24.5. So those of you coming in by water, you can look us up at 24.5. And off to my left-hand side, or port side here, is my radio host partner,
John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Good morning, everybody. Either you're listening to the 9:30 show or the 10 on Saturday or the 10 o'clock show on Sunday, or you missed them both and you just went to the KLBB website and hit the on-demand button where you can hear all of our previous shows. And there's a lot of them with a lot of good information and guests. Again, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Our website is tetzloffyachtsales.com. We have a fantastic Facebook page. We are doing, and I'll talk about it a little bit later. We've got an open boat down in Red Wing that I want to talk about. Our address is 575 Main Street North. You can contact us at 651-214-9463. And as I mentioned earlier, we have great guests on the only boating show in the Upper Midwest and one of the very few in the whole country that we know of. We have Randy Kapetsky. He is with the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. He is the head honcho, the head volunteer for all the groups here in Washington County. Randy, how are you doing?
John, I'm doing great, and I want to thank you very much on this beautiful Saturday and Sunday morning and any other time that people are listening. And thank you to Eric for allowing me to be here as well. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know what? If it wasn't for the veterans, we wouldn't be sitting here. People wouldn't be buying boats and putting them in Wolf Marine. So I think it'd be not good for us to have you on the show. So we're very happy to have you on talking about the veteran programs.
It's that very nice into. To have you on.
Again, my pleasure, gentlemen.
All right. Well, why don't you kind of introduce yourself, kind of give us a background on your history and your roles with the Yellow Ribbon.
Great. Thank you. Yes. What we're here to talk about, folks, is the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. And what it is a Minnesota National Guard program that creates awareness for the purpose of connecting service members, veterans, and their families with community support, training, and resources. And this all started out with Chaplain John Morris, our resident from the great city of Afton. Again, Chaplain John Morris, when he was coming back from the conflicts in the Middle East, 10 years or so ago, what he wanted to avoid was the same type of situation that, and I'll let everyone out in the audience land use their imagination as to what occurred when our veterans and service members were coming back from Vietnam. We want to avoid that type of situation. And so what Chaplain Morris did, along with the Minnesota National Guard and with his connections in Washington, D.C., came up with a program through the Minnesota National Guard to assist them. Chaplain Morris, as he was coming back from the from his tours in Vietnam, wanted to ensure that all the veterans and service members did not get the treatment, and we'll let the audience use their imagination as to what occurred from the fine soldiers and service members coming back from Vietnam. And so what occurred from there is that the state of Minnesota and the Minnesota National Guard created this program, and then the Guard went out to market it to all the communities and cities and counties in the state of Minnesota. And where I got involved in this is that I am the president of the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County and also the president of the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of the Lower St. Croix Valley. And I'm real proud to say that Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County was the first county in the state of Minnesota to be proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon County, and that occurred in January of 2010. And being involved in that, then we took it down to the next level. And there are approximately 11 networks within the Washington County Network. And I'm also the president of the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of the Lower St. Croix Valley. And we were proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon Alliance on August 23rd of 2011. So I've been dealing and having a great deal of satisfaction in helping veterans and service members for the last 6 years, and have built a wonderful network with all the other support and resource people out in the community. And the good news is, folks, we're all volunteers. We're all doing this. And the only reason we're doing it is for one reason. It's because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you have that right. It's we're this is the Boating and Marina Show, and it's all about fun and games and having a good time. But you know what? It's just life isn't like that. We have to help our veterans out that are able to put us in the seats that we're in right now and be able to have those fun and games. Those folks went through a lot of. I'll say it, they went through hell, working for us to be free. And Randy said, when they came back from Vietnam, that was sick. That was an embarrassment for the United States of America, what happened there. So I'm glad that Randy and the rest of the volunteers came up with what they've come up with here with the Yellow Ribbon.
And I know both of you are heavily involved in this organization, but somewhere along the line, you must have had some type of a reason why what brought you to do this. Do you have some kind of a personal tie to maybe a veteran, or are you veterans yourself?
Eric, I tell you what, my personal tie to this is just that I want to give back to the community. I've been a person that has been in a volunteer status for a number of years in a number of different positions. My father was a Marine during World War II. My brother was in the Army during the Vietnam War. I am currently not a veteran. I am not a veteran. I'm not a service member. But it's, like I said before, it's just the right thing to do, because you see all these people, and it's just from a helping standpoint. It's a passion that I have. And I have to thank John Tetzloff from Tetzloff Yacht Sales, in that John is one of our executive committee members for the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of the Lower St. Croix Valley. And without wonderful volunteers such as John and his wife Lisa and all the rest of the folks on the executive committee and the people that we have for the Lower St. Croix Valley, we wouldn't be as helpful and as moving forward as we do to help the people that we do. It's just wonderful.
Very noble. John, is there something that drew you to it?
Well, it was basically the same thing. I'm not a veteran, but again, my dad was in World War II. He served in the Aleutian Islands and the island of Kiska, which I just looked up some information on. Very interesting. And on one of the websites, I happened to see a picture of my dad while he was in Kiska Island in 1943.
That's amazing.
Cool. That was, when I saw that, it was unbelievable. I showed my mom, and she just said, "Oh my God, that's art."
Yeah.
That's him. No. But anyway, basically the same thing. I'm not a veteran, but if it wasn't for the veterans, I'm not sitting where I'm sitting right now. So anyway.
And it's a good thing that there are people like you, because,
there's a lot of us.
It may not have ever taken hold and gotten to where it is right now. It's I take my hats off to both of you. It's a very noble, very humbling thing.
And thank you, Eric, for that. And it's only because of we're successful only because of the volunteers that we have in our organizations. My hat goes off to all those folks. Without their hard work, we wouldn't be where we are.
Can I ask about how many people you have in your organization?
On the let me put it in both perspectives. From a Yellow Ribbon Alliance of Lower St. Croix Valley, we have about 10 people, 12 people on our executive committee, and that's who we meet on a monthly basis to put together our action plan to fulfill our mission. And our mission of the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of Lower St. Croix Valley will continue the Minnesota's proud history of supporting our communities and the military service members, veterans, and their families by creating a network of support that prides itself in trust, follow through, and commitment. Everybody believes in that mission. We all are working and striving towards the same thing. And with those people, we're able to, if I can, maybe we can segue, gentlemen, into kind of what we've been doing and what we're trying to accomplish. I know one of the things that we wanted to talk about, if there's any projects currently underway or anything like that.
Yeah.
And if that's okay, let's
definitely
just let's go right into that. And we're talking about, we've got this will be our 6th annual Veterans Recognition Dinner that's coming up on the Friday, November 10th. It's going to be at the St. Francis of Assisi Church in Lake St. Croix Beach, and it started out at the Lake St. Croix Beach City Hall at about 5 or 6 years ago, and we served a free meal to the veterans and service members of the Lower St. Croix Valley. We started out at that point in time with about maybe 5 or 10 veterans. We were just starting out, and now has, with John's help and all the executive committee members and all the people in the Lower St. Croix Valley, and I have to also mention the businesses of the Lower St. Croix Valley. This year, we're anticipating serving approximately 165 veterans and service members. We have volunteers who go out to the local businesses, who get donations, who get raffle prizes, and we make sure that all the veterans are able to leave there with something of value, whether it's a gift certificate or something. And this thing has just grown and grown and grown, so we're really excited about that. And one of the other things that we do is to be able to have the we're working with the lower the Lake St. Croix, let's do it, yeah, Lake St. Croix Beach, City of Lake St. Croix Beach, and they currently have a veterans memorial that they're putting together down there, and we are helping them with that, as far as it's right on the site of the Lake St. Croix Beach old city hall, and now with the new bike path that's been installed between Lakeland and Afton, we're being able to, with the Lower St. Croix Valley Community Foundation, be able to figure out a way to get a bike path or a tarred path up there and to put in bathrooms, and we have flagpoles up there, and if people want to sponsor a veteran or service member, they have bricks that they can buy and be able to install up there. It's just a real nice thing. And what,
Randy, really quick, on those bricks, you can put that service member on the brick and their time in and
exactly
rank
yep.
and everything.
Yep. We would just need their name, the date of they went in, and the date that they were discharged, and that's it. And the service that they were in.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's probably, gosh, I'm going to take a guess right now. I'd say there's probably close to 250 bricks that are already installed there. They have 50 in a rack, and there's about 5 racks up there already right now. So the Veterans Memorial is coming along very nicely. And one of the things that the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of Lower St. Croix Valley that we are doing is trying to get the opportunity to help them from a financial resource. And so that's one of the things that we also do is from a fundraising standpoint. Something that, John, I know that you've been involved in quite heavily in the latter part of the year, and what, starting in December going through what, January, February, we host a meat raffle at the bungalow.
Exactly.
And John goes up there and all the other volunteers, and we help the Bayport, the thank you kudos go out to the Bayport American Legion for allowing us to come up there, and then we work the meat raffle for an hour and a half every Saturday, and some of the profits go to the Yellow Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix Valley, which helps us to defray the cost of the dinner, which again is free to all the people who come to the dinner, and we can help to also put some of the amenities in at the lower, at the Veterans Memorial in Lake St. Croix Beach. And so it's there's a lot of good things that we're doing out there. And one of the other things is, and we want to thank Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and along with what I understand from Wolf Marine, there is a boat that has been donated to the Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And folks, let me put a plug in for these two wonderful businesses that they are willing to help out. And hopefully, and it's going to be going on our website for the Yellow River Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix Valley for the boat that's going to be sold, and that money will be going to help to, and then there's its own donation then to the Yellow Ribbon Alliance. And Wolf Marine, is, I, from what I understand, and thank you, Eric, for that, whoever buys the boat, they'll be able to get have it in the slip for the rest of the year and perhaps into storage for the wintertime.
We could possibly do that
possibly
also.
Do
yep.
that.
Yep.
So, folks, it's really important that that you help out, because if you help out John and you help out Eric, you're helping out the Yellow Ribbon Alliance, you're helping out the Yellow Ribbon Alliance, you're helping out the veterans. I mean, you can see where the synergy exists in this and where it all evolves and where everybody works together and we can have a common cause and we can get everything done together.
Yeah, that's great information, Randy. I mean, and again, that boat, I mean, I'm going to tell you again what that boat is. It's a 1990 super clean 25-foot Larsen San Marino on a sitting at the marina here. $5,000. And if you get on the boat and you look at the boat, you're going to think, you know, that might be a $15,000 boat. The boat is so clean. The folks who donated are very kind to do that, and the Yellow Ribbon would really benefit from the sale of that boat.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm willing to throw in that slip for it for the rest of the year. Remember, folks, there's probably not a better time of year to be out on the river than in the fall here with the colors and there's less people out there usually, so it's not as crowded. It's kind of serene. It's a beautiful time to be out on the water. So, you know, buy that boat, help out some people here, bring it down to Wolf Marine. We'll put it in a slip for you for the rest of the year and enjoy it.
Exactly.
And let me take it to the next level, gentlemen, in the respect that both the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County and the Yellow Ribbon Alliance of the Lower St. Croix Valley are both 501c3 nonprofit organizations recognized by the federal government, whereas with that, any donations that come into either of the two organizations are tax deductible, and so we'll give you a receipt for when the boat is sold. We'll give you a receipt for what it was sold for, and you can deduct that directly from your taxes. Again, it's a win-win situation. I want to make sure that everyone knows that Tetzloff Yacht Sales does not get any personal gain from this other than they're doing it because it's the right thing to do, and we want to thank them for that.
No, there's no problem there. Now, you said it is the right thing to do. You know, we not only take boats, but we'll take cars and trucks and snowmobiles and jet skis. You know, if you've got something that's worth some funds and you want to donate it to a good cause, we'll definitely look at taking it at the Yellow Ribbon.
Yeah, and speaking of donating, one of the things that people ask me about is how can people and businesses donate to the Yellow Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix Valley? Well, we have our Facebook page, again, Yellow Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix Valley, and that is one of our weaknesses. I will be honest with you about that. And so if there's anybody out in Radio Land who could perhaps help us, I think we want to try to figure out a way to do a PayPal or some. I'm not very technically oriented towards that, but there's got to be a way that if somebody goes to our Facebook page that they can click on something and then we'll set up a bank account. I mean, we'll get all that squared away, but that's our next goal. So it would make it very easy for people to donate. And again, those donations are tax deductible.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, now, what is the difference between Yellow Ribbon Network Washington County and the Yellow Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix County?
Lower St. Croix Valley.
Exactly. Okay. I was just testing you to see if you were
okay.
Listening.
What'd you say? I can't remember.
Start over with again. Hi, my name's Randy.
Hello, Johnson. The big difference there is that the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County is kind of the umbrella organization for the other networks, the other 11 networks that are in Washington County, of which the Yellow Ribbon Alliance Lower St. Croix Valley is one. I'm thinking that of the other 11 networks, there's probably maybe two or three of those networks that are also 501c3s, like we are for the Lower St. Croix Valley. And so what we're able to do is to have our own funding mechanism and our own checkbook and our own financial accounting system, whereas the Washington County network, there are some other networks that are not proclaimed or they have not wanted to become a 501c3. So then the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County is a fiduciary agent for those particular networks that want to have Washington County hold their funds and disperse them. So that's one of the big differences. And the other difference is that the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County, we really do a lot of interfacing and working with the Veterans Services Officer, Ryan Carufel, and his folks in the Washington County Government Center. Commissioner Gary Kriesel, hats off go to him. He's a great, proud supporter from a county board standpoint of the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County. So it's a kind of a triage program, whereas the Minnesota National Guard, let's say there's a request for need that comes through, it perhaps would come to the Yellow Ribbon Network of Washington County, perhaps through the Washington County Veterans Services Officer, and then we'd figure out, okay, does it fit some other areas, such as, let's use our Lower St. Croix Valley as an idea. And remember, the Lower St. Croix Valley, Yellow Ribbon Alliance of the Lower St. Croix Valley is composed of the cities of Lakeland, Lakeland Shores, Lake St. Croix Beach, St. Mary's Point, and Afton. So there are five cities within that particular partnership, within that particular alliance. So let's say that there is a need that's been identified through the Minnesota National Guard, through the Veterans Services Officer, for somebody in one of those five cities I just mentioned, then that need would be then channeled through me as the president, and we'd figure out what's going on there. Okay, well, let's say it's not in one of those five cities, and it goes to, there's a need, let's say, in Stillwater or Hugo or Forest Lake or Cottage Grove, and then there are presidents of those particular networks, and then we would channel that need to that particular organization. So it really works well as far as from a communication standpoint and the way things are organized.
Now, you had mentioned one of the cities, Lake St. Croix Beach, or not Lake St. Croix Beach, I'm sorry, Lakeland Shores. I'm not familiar with that city. Is that in the area, or is that in Wisconsin? Now, we had to be a little levity there. Randy used to be the mayor of Lakeland Shores, so once in a while we give him a little hard time.
And current city council member.
Yep, right there.
Yep. And it won't be long before we do some taking over of the city of Lakeland as well. And that's where John lives.
We need that, that's for sure. All right. Back to business. All right. So, I think we got maybe covered some of this, but how do networks get resources to help? Was that what we just kind of covered?
Oh, we did, John.
Yeah.
I can embellish a little bit. Yeah. Again, donations from people and just the helping of people. When we get a request for help, I send out an email. Not only does the email go, let's again use the Lower St. Croix Valley as an example. So then it goes to the executive committee.
Yeah.
But I also have a master list of volunteers of the Lower St. Croix Valley Alliance of about 100 different people. And I shoot that email out to the people. And if we've helped people with giving rides to the VA hospital, we've put in water heaters, we've cleaned up yards. God, John, we've done a whole bunch of other things.
We give them rides to the VA. That's a big one,
giving
them rides to the VA. I mean, if they're elderly and they can't drive anymore, or maybe they're too ill, we'll bring them out to and from the VA to their doctor appointments and whatever they need. I mean, you know, as long as it's legal.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all volunteer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there a meeting spot that you all meet, or is it that well organized, I would assume? And then is this open to the public, for the public to come and put their 2 cents worth in, or if they have ideas? Or
absolutely, Eric, that's a great question, in the respect that it's all public, it's all volunteer. The more people that show up, the more we can do. It's turning out to be almost a family environment, where people come and we get together sometimes at people's houses, and we get together on major holidays and have food and recreate, and we sometimes go out on the river on John's boat to go out and have meetings there. But typically, Eric, what we do is we meet on the first Tuesday of each month at the Lumberyard Pub down in Afton, and we typically do that at 6:30 p.m. on the first Tuesday of each month, except this month, because of the election in September, No, that's not true. I'm thinking of November. No, this month we're good. November is the election, so we're doing it on Monday in November. But yeah, it's an open meeting, Eric. If you want to come down, we'd love to have you. Guests are always invited, and we just embrace anyone who comes, and whoever, if there's people who have questions or anything like that, we're there to answer them and do whatever we can to make sure that they are welcomed, because it's all volunteer. And folks, you know what it's like being a volunteer. You got to treat volunteers better than you do a regular employee, because you got to make sure, you know, they're not getting paid, and you got to find their passion. You got to find the reason that these people want to volunteer, and you got to really, really delve into that passion and be able to reinforce that so people are willing to come back each time for a meeting and to get excited for what we're trying to accomplish. There's no money involved. You're doing it because, again, and I hit this again, it's the right thing to do.
It is. And, I just wanted to, I know this is the greatest information I think we've had on the show. I mean, what can be better than helping our veterans out? But I just wanted to mention a couple of boating things because, hey, this is the boating show, Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine. Say, I am having an open boat on September 10th down in Red Wing at Treasure Island Casino. And we're having a boat for sale down there. It's a 2012 72-foot Skipper Liner houseboat. I think I've talked about that on the show before. We're asking $600,000 for it. He paid well over $1 million for it new. This thing's got twin diesels. It's got a 40 kW generator on it. It's got a hot tub. It's got a bar. If someone bought this boat, it would definitely be the nicest houseboat on the river. And, I would love to be able to bring that up to Wolf Marine and put it on the tie-up on the outside of the docks out there, but I don't think that would make your clients up there too happy.
Yeah, that's an awful big boat. I think we had upset some people there.
Yeah, for sure. And it would be great if we sold that boat to a veteran. Now, wouldn't that be great? The veteran with the nicest houseboat on the river. And you know what? There's a lot of successful veterans out there that have done such a great job just, defending our country that they've gone out and done the same thing in business because they were so good at being, in the service that just transferred over. Because most of the folks that serve are very intelligent, they're very business savvy, and they go on to have very successful lives. A few of them come back. Well, some of them come back, and they've got, something going on because they were in battle, and they come back maybe injured or whatever, and their families need help. And again, that's what we're here for, the Yellow Ribbon, not Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine, but the Yellow Ribbon. We're here to help the folks that need the help as far as veterans go. So, yeah, if you guys ever want to donate anything or you want to come to these meetings, as Randy said, we'd be more than happy to have you.
That's exactly right. And what I want to make sure, John, is that what was that boat that we have for donation again that would go? Can you say that again? I think that's important to let the audience know.
Get your pen and pencil out and paper out, people. That's a 1990 25-foot Larsen San Marino. Super clean. We had a company donate their time to clean the boat, and that was the Bear Mermaid Cleaning Service out of Prescott, Wisconsin. They go up and down the river and clean boats and all the marinas, and they donated their time to clean that boat and get it looking really clean, really nice. So that boat is ready to go. And then I think Eric had mentioned.
Yeah, and I have the 10 by 26 foot slip on C and D dock, which is our gas dock. So those of you that want to come down and take a look at the dock and check out our facility, 10 by 26 foot slip for that boat for the rest of the season. And I think we can even work in that winter storage deal for it. So don't hesitate. Let's break open the wallets for $5,000. You start shopping at some of these fishing boats. Little tiny fishing boats are more than $5,000. $5,000 is a great deal on that boat. Come take a look at it, and we'll get it in the slip for the rest of the season here.
And I don't know if it was mentioned, but that is a one owner boat. The owners who donated bought that boat brand new in 1990. I have the receipt for it. And back in 1990, they paid a lot of money for that boat. That'd be a lot of money now. I mean, all these years later. But $5,000 for a boat that has no issues. It's got a complete camper top. It's got a toilet. It's got a little galley that'll sleep four people. It's got a canvas camper top on it. You can't go wrong, especially when you can bring it to Wolf and use the slip for the rest of the year. And they said they'll store it for free.
folks, you can't go wrong on that. Let's get John, how do you get a hold of Tetzloff Yacht Sales?
Yeah, you can go to TetzloffYachtSales.com. You can go to JAT787@CS.com or call 651-214-9463. And again, that is Tetzloff Yacht Sales.
And here I am. I'm Eric Wolf, Wolf Marine. You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. And I think we're about done here, folks, and we will see you next week.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of both time and space. Seldom seen.